Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council expected to vote today on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city of Aleppo to oversee evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Monitors say as many as 40,000 civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume on Saturday after the exodus was suspended on Friday. Thousands of protesters gathered in London's downtown in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdelaziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. Meantime, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested against the war in Syria in Berlin. At least 13 Turkish soldiers killed. It happened Saturday. Dozens more wounded when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus. It was carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in central Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Multiple attacks in Turkey this year have been attributed to the outlawed PKK. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has ended his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, with many of the same promises that led to his election. He told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. He would also rebuild American infrastructure, increase the size of the U.S. military, and care for veterans. Trump also told the crowd that his administration's policy would be to put America first.
I'm asking Congress to support the construction of new roads, bridges, airports, tunnels, and railways all across this nation. And we will put our people back to work.
Earlier, Trump announced he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be the White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to more aggressively reduce federal spending. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in international waters of the South China Sea, but maintained it was blameless and accused Washington of dramatizing the seizure. The Pentagon said the unmanned submersible, which measures salt content in water and temperature changes, was grabbed Thursday, 90 kilometers northwest of the Philippines. U.S. authorities protested that seizure as being unlawful. For its part, Chinese Defense Ministry said a Chinese naval vessel sighted a piece of unidentified equipment in the water, retrieved it for the sake of navigational safety. Mourners braved ice and cold weather to line the streets of a procession by U.S. Marines as they led the hearse carrying the casket of former U.S. Senator and space pioneer John Glenn through the streets of Columbus, Ohio. Vice President Joe Biden was among the dignitaries attending the memorial service for Glenn. Biden said Glenn always had a positive attitude regardless of the circumstances.
One of the happiest people I ever knew. He had that infectious smile. Even when things looked like everything was crashing down, John would walk into my office or walk into a caucus with that big smile on his face, and I wonder, where in the hell has he been? Where did he not just hear what I just heard?
John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, died in Columbus, Ohio on December 8th. He was 95 years old. The American surgeon credited with developing the life-saving Heimlich maneuver for choking victims has died. Family members say that Henry Heimlich died early Saturday in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was 96. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.